اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. I'm very glad to tell you that we have again here our brothers from Sevier International School, Brother Ali Nasir, Brother Hassan Nasrullah, Hussein Ruhullah, and also Fawad Haider Naghawi. So, Assalamu alaikum, brothers. How are you?
Wa alaikum assalam.
Are you fine, Hussein?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Fawad Haider, how about you?
Salam, I'm fine, sir.
Okay,
how are you?
That's great, that's great. Thank you. And Hassan Nasrullah.
Assalamu alaikum.
Everything
fine.
All right?
Yes.
You're welcome. Thank you. And Ali Nasir, are you great?
Alhamdulillah,
well?
Sir.
Well, okay, alhamdulillah. Great. He says alhamdulillah always, and that's the best thing. Alhamdulillah. So, I hope you're fine as well, inshallah. Thank you so much for joining us. Please stay with us, inshallah, till the end of this session. Again, today, inshallah, we will be having another Quranic session, working on tajweed rules and also having a short explanation about one ayah or two ayat or verses of the Holy Quran. Now we're going to inshallah do the ayat 34 of Surah Al-Baqarah, and it was talking all about the story of Prophet Adam alayhi salam and the evil, yes? And also how Allah Almighty created Adam alayhi salam and that story. So are you ready inshallah to go for this ayah?
Yes.
Everyone?
Okay. Yes.
Before we start, let's listen to this ayah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wa idh qulna lil malaa'ikati isjudu li Adama fasajadu illa Iblis aba wastakbara wa kana minal kafirin.
So, guys, let's inshallah practice this ayah, okay? Then we'll talk about it. I will recite and you listen and repeat.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ
وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ
اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ أَبَى وَاسْتَكْبَرَ
اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ أَبَى وَاسْتَكْبَرَ
فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ أَبَى وَاسْتَكْبَرَ وَكَانَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ
فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ أَبَى وَاسْتَكْبَرَ وَكَانَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ.
أحسن ما شاء الله. The very first important point is this, that when Allah Almighty commanded all the angels to prostrate to Adam alayhi salam, before Adam alayhi salam, okay? To make sajda, to perform sajda before Adam alayhi salam, because Allah Almighty created Adam alayhi salam, and that challenge that we talked about. Yes, who won the challenge? Adam alayhi salam, right?
Yes.
So with the angels, so Adam alayhi salam was the winner, and so they were commanded by Allah Almighty to prostrate to Adam alayhi salam before Adam alayhi salam. So fasajadu, it means when Allah Almighty told all the angels, so all the angels prostrated. But what was Iblis doing inside the angels, among the angels? Was it an angel?
No.
While Allah Almighty says that, he was made or created from fire. Huh? So he was among the angels. So there is a hadith says that he had prayed that much that he had deserved to be amongst the angels. Because the angels, in the previous ayah, we said, وَنَحْنُ نُقَدِّسُ لَكَ وَنَحْنُ نُسَبِّحُ لَكَ وَنُقَدِّسُ لَكَ. Yeah? We always praise you. We always pray you, okay? They are all always, like, doing prayers. So Iblis was, had prayed a lot. Like Imam Ali alayhi salam, I think in Nahjul Balagha says, like, over 6,000 years, he prayed Allah Almighty. He was a great slave servant of Allah Almighty. But what happened that he became an Iblis and he is no longer a good servant? And so what happened? When Allah Almighty told him that, let's see, okay, the result of your prayers. Are you obedient to me or no? Do you listen to me or no? If I command you, will you do my command? Will you answer my command or no? So Allah Almighty told all of them. So Iblis was amongst the angels, yes? So, فَسَجَدُوا, all the angels prostrated before Adam alayhi salam, Iblis didn't prostrate. Iblis didn't prostrate. Why? He said that, أَبَا وَاسْتَكْبَرَ, he became proud of himself. He said that, oh God, I can't prostrate to this Adam. You created him from a bad smell kind of soil, okay? And you've created me from fire. No way, I can't do this. Okay? That was the command of Allah Almighty. Like prostration to anything except Allah is haram, it's forbidden. But that was the command of Allah Almighty. And the angels did not prostrate because it was Adam, okay? For Adam. Yeah, they prostrated because of the creation of Allah Almighty, the soul that the Adam had, وَنَفَخْتُ فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِ, the soul that Adam alayhi salam had. So the story continues, that inshallah in the next ayahs, we'll continue reading it. Okay, now, that was a short explanation. Make sure you go to the Fasir book, okay, and study about it.
يبكي يسأل خالقه فأتاه الوحي فأشرق اقرأ اقرأ.
Let's recite the Quran.
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق.
Okay, do you see any تجويد rule here? وإذ قلنا, of course we see, whenever we see آيات of Quran Kareem, we see تجويد rules, yes?
Yes.
That's why we have studied it.
Yeah.
So, we have studied the تجويد rules. So, وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا. Do you see any tajweed rule here around?
Yeah, in the لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا.
Yeah. وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا. Do you see that Hamzatul Wasfawad?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
So what should we do with that Hamzatul Wasl?
Skip it.
All right. We should skip it. Why? Because we're joining the words, okay? Two words, لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ مَلَائِكَةِ and أُسْجُدُوا. We're connecting them together, okay? Here we have to skip the Hamzatul Wasl. Simple as that. But if we do not skip, if we read it, how do you read it? If pronounce it? For example, you say, وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ أُسْجُدُوا لِآدَمْ. We read it with? We pronounce it with?
ضَمَّ.
Why?
Because of next letter is
The third letter, Hamzatul Wasl,
third letter
seen, and the third letter has a dhamma on the top. Okay,
yes.
That's the rule for Hamzatul Wasl in verbs. So usjudu is a verb. It means prostrate, do prostration. Okay, make sajda. So that's a verb, and here we have to put a dhamma on the top of Hamzatul Wasl and read it. So brothers and sisters, as you're listening, this is an important rule for Hamzatul Wasl. So وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا. Malaika is the mad, a wajib mad or a jaiz mad?
It is wajib.
It is wajib. Why Fawad? What do you think? What was the reason for a wajib mad, wajib muttasil?
Because it's in the word.
For mad wajib, it is the condition or the necessary thing is that it has to be muttasil. Yeah? If a mad is muttasil, it's wajib. If a mad is munfasil, it is jaiz. So wajib muttasil, we say it is wajib because it is muttasil. It is muttasil. And so that's why it's wajib.
So it is in the word.
What is in the word? Word the is in the word?
No. Hamza.
The Hamza, the letter Hamza. And before the letter Hamza, we have mad letter. A, E, U. These long vowels are mad letters. So we have A and then Hamza. What are in one word?
One word.
Yes, Hassan?
Yes.
So that's why you got to stretch it for six counts. This way, Hassan. Listen to me. Listen to Ali Nasir, how he stretches this sound. Go on, Ali Nasir.
وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةُ
لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ
كَتِي
right? Yeah. You forgot that side.
وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ
لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا right? This sound, six count. Hassan, did you get it?
Yes.
MashaAllah. So, that's the very, very first important point. لِأَدَمَ. Sometimes we forget that alif, okay? لِأَدَمَ. لِأَدَمَ, no. لِأَدَمَ. لِأَدَمَ. Right? Two counts. لِأَدَمَ. Okay. فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ. إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ. Look, there is a recitation point as well. Look, how do I read this? وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ. Okay? Look, you kind of read in a way that you help our listeners that this sentence is pronounced this way. فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا. It means all prostrated. Just there is one thing, okay? If you recite this way, they will more understand more, okay? Especially those who are familiar with the verses of the Quran Kareem. Or those who speak Arabic, okay? They will understand it. The best reciter of the Quran was Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam himself.
Yeah.
So at the middle of the night, okay, during midnights, okay, when Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was reciting Quran, his enemies, Abu Lahab, Abu Sufyan, his enemies, okay? Enemies of Islam, they were listening to him in the darkness. They were going, okay, next to his house, okay? They were listening. What is he reciting? What is this? Really? Even the angels were kind of amazed, okay? In Surah Al-Jinn, we have قُلْ أُوحِيَ إِلَيَّ أَنَّهُ اسْتَمَعَ نَفَرٌ مِّنَ الْجِنِّ فَقَالُوا سَمِعْنَا قُرْآنًا عَجَبًا. Wow, what is it? Okay, it was so much surprising. And it is surprising when you listen to a reciter who recites it in the most beautiful way, okay? And you kind of love it. I myself, I really love it. So my recitation is not that good, but when I listen to people, even myself, when I listen, I recite sometimes with myself, okay, alone, I practice, it's amazing. I love it. It's not because of my voice, because of the Quran. The fluency and the rhythm that the Quran has. It's just beautiful. So, فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ إِبَ. Make sure it's قَلْقَلَ, okay? You pronounce it with the bouncing sound. أَبَى وَاسْتَكْبَرَ. وَاسْتَكْبَرَ as well. Hamzatul Wasl is skipped. Then if you do not skip it, how do you pronounce it? Pronounce it with?
كَسْرَ.
كَسْرَ. Why? Because the yes. third letter has a fatha. If the third letter has a fatha or kasra, you pronounce it with kasra. If ضَمَّ. Like أُسْجُدُوا. وَكَانَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ. So, do you have any question in this ayah?
No.
That's all about this ayah, inshallah. Our brothers and sisters, make sure for the explanation you refer to the Tafasir book, okay, interpretations. And also, make sure you practice the Tajweed rules. Hussein, Fawad, Hassan, Ali Nasir. Any questions? Nothing?
No, sir.
Okay, let's listen to this ayah once again and we'll finish.
فسجدوا إلا إبليس أبى واستكبر وكان من الكافرين.
Thank you so much. Inshallah, see you in the next session. Please stay with us. We'll be here again with you. So, thank you. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil faraj.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن.